that song, Here Come the Hawks. Steve Bertrand here on Chicago's Afternoon News. Our chat with Troy Murray, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Troy, welcome to the Afternoon News.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me
usually
on.
I'm waving to you down the hall when you're getting ready for the broadcast.
Exactly. Since
this is home ice now these days. So Kevin McDonough from the sales office sent me a story from almost exactly 30 years ago today, January 30th, 1991, about a game you played in Vancouver where you got hit with a puck and swallowed part of your dental plate.
Yeah. Lesson learned, never fix your teeth until you're done playing hockey. I had all my lower teeth knocked out, so I had a six-tooth bridge in the front, and
yeah.
I had it in, and I got hit with the puck right below the bridge, right on my lower lip, and it popped my bridge out into my throat. Long story short, I ended up
swallowing. You take all the time you need with this one.
So I'm on the ice. My mouth is bleeding. Trainer comes out, puts a towel over my mouth because he just thinks I'm cut. But he realizes that something else is going on here, and it's serious. And I can't talk to him because at that point, my bridge had popped into my throat.
Oh.
So I was kind of choking and gagging, and blood was coming out from the cut lip and everything. So the paramedics came out. The doctors came out. They put me in a stretcher, wheeled me off to the hospital, and I just walked in from outside. I still had my hockey equipment, so they had to stitch up my lip. They took x-rays. And so the doctor comes in, and he puts the x-ray up on the wall, and my teeth are smiling at me from my stomach.
Oh, my God.
On the ambulance trip on the way from the rink to the hospital, I swallowed my teeth. So the doctor says to me, and he has a sense of humor, he goes, well, we got to get those out of there. He says, we can do one of two things. He says, you can either pass them. And I'm sitting there in my hockey stuff with fat lips and stitches, and I'm kind of going, what? And he goes, nah, you don't want to do that. We're going to have to go in and get them. So they stick a hose down my throat, took up my teeth, put them in a little jar and gave them to me and sent me home.
Now, in that article I read, that would have been it was Monday night. You were playing next on Friday in Edmonton, and you told the reporters that you were going to play on Friday in Edmonton. Did you play that game?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was nothing. It was just a fat lip. And again, lesson learned. I think I played the rest of the year with no bottom teeth, and that's just the way it works. Now, the funny part of the story, and there's a funny part of the story. So I'm sitting in the emergency room, and this is in Vancouver, and I'm from Western Canada, from Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
And I look up, and my cousin, a girl, walks into the emergency room, and she looks at me, and I'm going, what is he doing here? Because I can't speak. And she goes, your mother's a little worried. Because it was on TV in Western Canada. My parents were watching it, and nobody knew. Pat and Dale were doing the broadcast, and, you know, they just rushed me off the ice on the stretcher. Nobody knew what was going on.
Right.
The entire building was, you know, deathly quiet, and there was no word. I mean, there's no way to get any word to what was going on.
Right.
So my mother called my aunt, who lives in Vancouver. She had my cousin go, and it was the second hospital because you couldn't call a switchboard or anything. There's no cell phones. So she went into the second hospital, which was near the rink, found me, and then called my mom and said, you know, he's okay.
He's got no teeth, but he's okay.
Yeah, he's fine. He just swallowed his teeth.
Well, are the Blackhawks going to be okay? I mean, they're still looking for their first win. They're coming home for the first home game against Detroit tomorrow night.
You know what? It's going to be a work in progress, and there's going to be some tough days and some tough games. I do like some of these younger players. Pugh Suter has played well. Kurashev picked up his first goal the other game. Ian Mitchell on defense, I think, has been good. They're all young, and they're going to go through some growing pains. The goaltending is... I'm still out of breath. Climbing up some stairs here.
What were you doing outside, Troy?
Well, okay, now here's the story. I went for a walk.
Yeah.
And my alarm went off because I set my alarm to make sure I remember that I'm going on the show. Well, I was 15 minutes away from the house. So I just started to run home, and I walked in the door just as you guys called.
Now, in 1991, you could have made that run without panting like this, I think.
Exactly.
Kevin Powell from WGN Sports is here as well.
Hey, Troy, good to talk to you. You were just getting to the goaltender situation. All three guys have gotten opportunities now in Delia, Subban, and Lankinen. Just your thoughts on their play. It's kind of tough to say there's a front runner who could be their, you know, I don't think it's ever going to be an everyday situation. They've all three have given them five goals so far. But just overall thoughts on the goalie situation, and what are you thinking moving forward, how Jeremy Colliton will handle that?
Well, he's going to handle it according to how they play. If nobody takes the bull by the horns, you know, he's going to try and get into a rotation and try and find some rhythm with somebody who looks like he's stepped above. But in a, you know, best case scenario here is you would want somebody to really come out and shine. And then, okay, there's our guy. We'll figure out who our backup is. We're going to play this guy. You know, five goals apiece in each game, that's just not going to get it done. That's without saying. But I think in the first game, there was Malcolm Subban, I'm sorry, had some rebound issues, and he acknowledged that after the game. So they moved on to Delia. He played okay in the first game, got another opportunity. But there's, I would say, one goal in there on each of those games that you'd like to have back. Kevin Lankinen comes in, and you know, these guys are all in their mid-20s, and they've never been a starter. And I thought that he looked pretty good. So it was interesting today that Lankinen and Subban were the two main goaltenders in the practice today with the main group. I'm not 100% sure what Colin Delia, why he wasn't out there, or he was out there with the taxi squad and extra guys in the practice that went after. So I'm kind of thinking that Jeremy Colliton is going to give Kevin Lankinen another opportunity. You know, he's a Finnish goaltender, had a great run in the World Championships a couple years ago, won the gold with Finland. So he's played on a big stage. He's had international competition, which is great. Is really excited. He's a confident goaltender. So, you know, we'll see what happens moving forward. And again, best case scenario is one of these guys is going to really establish himself as the goaltender. And even if you go back to Corey Crawford never got a chance to play in the NHL until he was about 25. And then look at the great career that he had. So you're kind of hoping that one of these guys will be the next Corey Crawford, you know, and takes the reins and is there for the next 10 years.
You mentioned it's going to be a work in progress this season. How would you measure success? I mean, what would have to happen to make it a successful season?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I don't know how to answer that as the broadcaster. Internally, I think that, you know, if you could find a way to be competitive, to get a playoff spot, there's some pretty good teams in every division. And, you know, you look at the Central Division, you've got Dallas and Tampa who went to the Stanley Cup Final last year. You've got Carolina who has a very solid team. You would think that those three teams are going to be penciled into the playoffs. So now you've got another five teams fighting for one spot, and that's Nashville and Columbus, Detroit, which struggled last year. But they're a lot better this year. So don't be fooled of what went on last year in Detroit. They're a much better team this year. So I don't know. I think success, it would be the progression of the younger players. And if you find that, okay, now we've got two or three guys, along with Kirby Dach, who will be back next year, that we can really kind of build this franchise around, whether it's Ian Mitchell or a Boqvist, Suter or Kurashev. You need some of those young guys to really progress in the right direction. And I think at the end of the season, you say, you know, we've got something great that we can build on here. We competed hard. Even if you don't make the playoffs, there's a lot of optimism going into the next year. So I think that's kind of where you draw the line of success.
All right, Troy Murray, listen, have a great call tomorrow night. We'll be listening. I'll be watching you down the hall.
I'm looking forward to it because we're going to be back at the United Center for the first time in over a year.
Fantastic.
Which, you know, that's where we're going to be calling the game from. We're going to be calling the home games from the United Center with no fans. Obviously, we've been at the WGN studio there for the road games, which has been as good as we could get it without being inside the buildings. But it's going to be completely different being at the United Center without the great Chicago fans.
Yep, it's going to be one day. One day we'll get there. Troy Murray.
And we're going to miss that Detroit chant.
How's it go?
I can't say that.
All right. We'll talk again soon.
All right, thanks for having me on,
You
guys.
Bet. The great Troy Murray, sponsored by your ChevyDriveChicago.com.